In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we'd love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and here with me today, as always, is someone who's not just a co-host, someone who's not just a wonderful man, but someone who is a comedic actor, Ronnie Karam. How are you? You actually are a comedic
Hello.
Actor.
Hello. I've actually gone through the Groundlings. I had to audition for it. Great.
You actually are. You are a Groundlings alum, and you are a comedic actor. But
well, I don't think I'm a Groundlings alum, because I think you have to be in the Groundlings to be a Groundlings. I just went through school. I didn't get accepted.
Oh, that doesn't count as being in it?
No, I went through all the classes. I went through all the levels. And, you know, at the end, you do a show and then they all judge you. They're like, you're too fat for this. And then I'm like, okay, bye. But no, they didn't say I was too fat for it, obviously. But I didn't make it. So not bitter at all. Every time I pass there, I spit on them. I spit on them and all their children.
No, I'm just kidding. I want to go take classes at the Groundlings. I think I said this before when Heather said she was taking classes at the Groundlings. It's like, it sort of has like awoken a thing of like, maybe I should take classes at the Groundlings. I mean, if Heather DeBroca can do it. I've always wanted to take improv classes. I haven't. I worry that my time has passed. But then again, Heather DeBro, she's thrown herself right in the ring. So maybe I could be.
This is what I tell myself every day, Ben. You're never going to be this young again. This is the youngest you're ever going to be. Okay. So do whatever the fuck you want to. That's what I say.
I could
you
be
in a, do it. It's fun.
I could be in a musical at the Groundlings. Couldn't I? I could be funny.
You are funny. You don't need some groundling to tell you you're funny, but they are good classes. They're really fun classes. So I would do it. And listen, you know, I love anything that encourages wig use. So
true.
I'm a big
and it's literally
hand.
So
anything
to
that's
me.
Like, have a wacky voice and here's a wig. I'm in. I might go do it again. I'll go through the whole thing again. I'll just keep doing it until I'm 100 years old. I had a great time. But anyway, we're not here to talk about our dead dreams. Okay. We're here
we're
to
not.
Talk about the dying Orange dreams County. Of Real Housewives.
That's right. On Monday, everyone, do not forget that we have,
crappy
is this
hour.
Monday?
It's crappy hour. Yes.
We have crappy hour. So get yourself excited about that. And on Patreon, you can join us, patreon.com/watchforcrappens, weekly bonus episodes. This week on our bonus episode, we did something very fun, very, very, very fun, which is that we watched With Love, Megan, and we tore it apart. That was a delight. So go join us for that. And then we also have our video component, which you can get on Patreon at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And then after a week, those videos go onto YouTube. And you should follow us on YouTube, by the way, because YouTube is fun. So yes.
Also, that Real Housewives of Potomac is returning this week. So don't forget to watch it, because that will be back on Monday rotation here at Watch What Crappens, which means Miami is moving up. So you should be getting a Miami recap even earlier this week. So check that out. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here, everyone. Okay, so now let's get into this Orange County episode, Not So Funfetti. I was actually cracking up this episode.
Great episode.
They were so ridiculous. Also,
a great one.
I mean, Tamara was doing the pure Tamara victim thing. Emily and Gina were actually being like entertaining to me for the most part, as much as they can be. And what I loved, you know, I've really grown to love Miss DeBro. You know, there was a time when I really hated Heather DeBro, and I really loved her.
You've always loved Heather DeBro. What do you?
No, there were times about? Like, you know, many seasons ago, I didn't. There were times I'd be like, ugh, she's the worst. But I've gone from like amused to like I'm starting to teeter into love, and I just love when she gets mad at someone, because really, like, really no one tears into someone the way Heather DeBro does. I'm not saying she tears into someone better or worse. I'm just saying her style of it is so Heather DeBro, because when she tears into you, it is terrifying. There's no one who I actually consider as terrifying. There are people I'm like, oh, don't mess with them. Like, don't mess with Kenya. Don't mess with Portia. Don't mess with Dorinda. But there's something about the way Heather does it, the way she curls her lips inwards and she gets her claw hands out and she starts poking them.
She pushes her chin out. Like, she gives herself severe underbite and she's like,
you were mean to me.
Oh, and her eyes get really dark. You start seeing the smoke in her eyes as they just darken up like Coraline's mother. I mean, it is terrifying and so fucking funny. And they've all had it with Tamara's bullshit. And Tamara's trying her old tricks over and over, and they're just not working anymore. And it's so fucking funny. I mean, how many times this season has she been like,
quit, I'm not doing this anymore. It's last time ever filming anything ever again.
But this time she does it in a floral dress, so it's new. And I just love it. I love that everyone was like, oh, shut up. Like, they didn't even take the cakes, man. They didn't even take the cakes.
Well, maybe I should name this episode That Takes the Cake.
I think you should name it
Some Bitch Left My Cake Out in the Rain.
I was going to call it Seriously Funny. So we start off, Orange County is doing this new thing. Well, not new thing, but they just do this every once in a while, but they've been doing a lot this season where instead of seeing a previously on, it has to be like narrated to us through some sort of like Kiki moment. Although on this show, there is literally a Kiki moment with Kiki. it's Gretchen. Gretchen just came from the Megyn Kelly salon and she's sitting down for some lunch with Jen, and they have some small talk about putting a purse on the floor. Jen was like, I was gonna put my purse on the floor, but Heather told me that's why I'm broke. So Jen is asking Gretchen how she feels, and we sort of get like interspersed with like
that part. Who says that to somebody? I mean, can we just pause on that for a moment? Jen is gonna put her purse on the floor, and Heather says, that's why you're broke. I mean, what a monster.
That's why you're broke, because your purse keeps getting stolen.
Who says that? That's why you're broke. You don't appreciate what you have. You leave it on the floor and God senses it, and he refuses to send you more purses. That's why the only thing God sends you is a man in bad spray hair with, you know, clothes that he spray paints.
Yeah, pretty much. So now that we see like flashbacks to that fight, and Jen's like, well, I'm so bummed that you're not going to Tamara's party. Does it bother you? She's like, what? No, I'm bothered by how she tries to come in and be an asshole about it. So we see more flashbacks. And one thing that we did not see last week, which I thought was so funny, this cracked me up. The Tamara stormed out of the self-defense part, like luncheon last week. She's like,
I can't do this anymore.
But what we find out is that she came and goes, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys, I'm having a little party and you're not invited. And then she storms out again and goes,
where's florals? Where are your florals, bitches?
That was so funny.
That's where it's I'm calm now. I'm having a spring fling party. You're not about to grab you, stupid bitch. Okay, everybody, see everybody else there. Where are your florals? I'm storming out again. Don't forget to wear your florals, bitch.
Well, we're not going to change her. I think it's time to just be mindful of where we want to give our energy. Okay? And we're just going to be mindful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Where's my purse?
Where's my purse?
Okay. Let's round up all the Alfredos. Let's ask who took it. So now Tamara's setting up.
I promised myself for 2025, I would not be blaming Alfredo for stealing anything else.
So now Tamara's setting up her spring fling party. And she's like hanging wisteria from like power lines or something like that in her backyard. And then Eddie shows up with like all the charisma of a wilted wisteria. Like, I mean, actually he is a wisteria. He's just a thing that dangles from a line that sort of gets in your hair. Like, oh, okay. Thanks.
The useless wisteria. I thought it was cute though, because this show was based on Desperate Housewives. And so I like that all these years later, they're doing the wisteria lane, you know, wink and a nod. Yeah. I think it's nice. Whoever knew that Real Housewives would outlast Desperate Housewives?
Yeah. Eddie, in case you didn't know, he's from Orange County. He's comes in with his full on motorcycle getup. He's got like American flags all over him. He's like, hey, honey. So she's saying how she needs his help getting ready for the party. And he's going to wash down some tables and stuff. And he's asking who's coming. And she says, you know, who's coming? And he asks if Shannon's coming. And she's like, you know, I mean, I'm fine with Shannon. I wouldn't say great. And then Tamara tells us that Shannon had texted her about Teddy and offered a treatment program for cancer, which I think this is Shannon's love language. She loves giving cancer recommendations. I can help you with your cancer.
Yeah, Shannon should write a line of birthday cards that just say, happy birthday. I can help you with your cancer. I know the best people.
I had coffee in my mouth. She does.
She's really good at that. Remember, that was her thing with Brooks. She's like, I helped you with your cancer. You didn't even have it. You didn't even have it.
I introduced you to people with Memorial Sloan Kettering or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I know people at Cedar Sinai. Like, that's, but then it's also like
Cedar Sinai, Megan.
I know people at the Mayo Clinic. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'll amend that. I just know people who have Mayo. Apologies, a small distinction there.
I wish there was a Mayo Clinic. After everything I've been prescribed over the years, I have to tell you, Mayo has been the most effective.
Hold on one second. I'm getting a phone call. Oh, looks like they've got a slot for me at the Mayo Clinic. Yes. Hello. This is Shannon Medora. Yes. I'm calling about, so my Mayo, I'm not sure if it's still good anymore. Can I bring it into the clinic? Okay, great. I can do tomorrow morning.
Hello, Mayo Clinic. I'm having a problem with my dried tuna. I was hoping that you could see us sometime today. Oh, you're prescribing Mayo. Okay. Well, I would still like it to see a doctor. Thank you.
I'm having some trouble with your online portal, and I was wondering if I could just bring my Mayo in. I'm concerned because I'm wondering is there a way to make chicken salad with an alternate, like yogurt? No, you recommend Mayo? Okay. All right. No, that's, wasn't exactly what I was hoping for. Is there a specialist I could speak to about that? No.
Hello, Mayo Clinic. It is the end of April, and I'm not really sure what the date is. Is it Mayo? No? Okay. Wrong number. I'm so sorry. Oh, God, hello. I just broke my tooth on a piece of dried tuna. Do you know who I should call?
Hi, this is Shannon Bedore again. I'm just calling to see if Dr. Wasabi is in. I have a question. So I've been trying to find Hellman's on the West Coast, but all I can find is Best Foods. Should I be concerned? Is Hellman's, have they been taken off the market? Or do they have poisoning? Oh, they're the same. Oh, well, thank God there's a clinic for this. Thank you so much.
Hello, Mayo Clinic. I am at a sushi restaurant, and everything here is overdosing in mayo. It is overdosing. Why do we need this in the California roll? Why? Seriously, though, why does California have to put mayo in the California roll? I hate that. I think that's one thing that Texas does better is not putting mayo in the California roll. They just put a chunk of crab. That's how it should be. I know. Come on, man.
I don't mind the mayo in it. I really don't. In fact, I think I like it. I was never a mayo person. And somewhere along the line over the past 20 years, I became a mayo person. And I'm okay with it.
I just, I mean, my sushi, I just don't want it in my sushi, you know? I just don't want it there.
I think it's all about having the proper proportion. You don't want it to be like overly mayo, but I like a little bit of little lubricant in there, you know?
Ma.
A little mayo.
Well, you have been prescribed and it has been delivered. So Tamara's like, yeah, Shannon tried to help me with some cancer stuff for Teddy. So, you know, she forwarded over some treatment programs and I thought, well, maybe that's her olive branch. So I thanked her. And so, look, I'm still trying. I'm still trying so hard.
Remember last week when I suggested that she's probably an alcoholic because her dad's an alcoholic? That was good. That was a good one.
This is classic Tamara framing herself as the victim to someone who's totally unreasonable and not willing to listen to her, try to be like a kind, good person. I'm like, you terrorized Shannon at her lowest moment of her life. You ridiculed her. You screamed at her. You accused her of being an alcoholic. And while those things may be true, you still did it at the worst time when you're supposed to be her friend. And then she was like,
well, I'm trying. It's just like, I guess I'll try again. It's so hard being a good person. It's so hard.
But speaking of Tamara reframing things, this is so good. She goes,
oh my God, Eddie, my back hurts.
And he asks her why. And she goes,
yeah, because I jumped over Gina. It was just a prank. It was just a prank.
No, you thought you were gonna get attacked, so you literally jumped behind Gina and pushed her in front of you. It's not a prank.
She's saying that the carjacking was
a human shield.
She's saying the carjacking was a prank, not that she jumped.
I jumped over Gina. It was a prank.
Oh, well, then they're like, now they're like mad.
So I took it as like, that's not a prank. You were using that woman as a human shield. Now, do I blame you? No, I feel like Ginas were put on this earth to use as a human shield. Like, you know, we all need a purpose. But
excuse me. Hi, this is Shannon Bedore calling. Just wondering, does the Mayo Clinic, can it litigate any conflicts about pranks? No? Okay. What was that? I'm abusing the line? Oh. Well, I you know, I started this line. Goodbye.
I start lines, Megan. So Eddie's like, that's fucking stupid.
She's like, yeah, it wasn't cool. I almost choked on my own coffee. But did I suspect anything else from anything less from this bitch?
Oh, please. It was fine. It was a little prank. So Tamara's like, I mean, this girl cannot stop. So Gretchen's not allowed in my house. Because what if she carjacks my house?
She can fuck a duck, but I don't even think a duck would fuck her.
I mean, that prank wasn't cool, but still. So Tamara's like, she's saying she hadn't heard about the sleepover, but Emily was like, Gretchen got drunk and proceeded to tell a story about me. That this pop singer, me and Jeff were fucking. So we screamed and we yelled. And 12 years later, that's what we're still fighting about? Me fucking Hanson?
By the way, I just want to point out in terms of not cool pranks, getting someone drunk and seeing what they're going to do, that's not a great prank either. Just want to, as long as we're talking about pranks.
There's too many years of pranks to theoretically relitigate, honestly, on this show. It's just too much. So she's like, yeah, that was 12 years of fuck you. So came out at one time.
And the show Fuck You coming out, like, when she's screaming Gretchen, they show, like, 2009, 2010, 2011. So fun. Someone in the post-production department had a nice bit of fun with Apple Motion on that one.
That was really good.
So,
fuck yeah. And then I left out the best part.
Yeah.
It was like one of those late night albums back in the day that they would sell, and they would just like scroll all the names of the songs that were on there. There was like 500 songs.
Fuck yeah.
Well, guess what? His wife, the pop singer, Nelson's wife, said Jennifer followed him today. And then he's like, why would she follow him?
I don't know, but I'm going to ask her when she comes to the party tomorrow. Because you know what I hate? People who dig up shit, like me, digging up shit about someone who digged up shit on me. I mean, what's the purpose of following him? Yeah, Ron Dress is like a 90s boy band. And Jensen Cheetah. So maybe she thinks, man, maybe if I follow him, he'll fuck me.
To be fair, have you seen Eddie? You all are dressed like you're following a 90s boy band. Maybe a 1991 boy band.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Tamara's saying,
and by the way, I don't understand what's going on with Heather. I'm not very happy with her. She was into this, you know, the calling me and listening to the call, all that stuff.
So Tamara's been trying to like brew. Everyone's been trying to brew some sort of conflict between Tamara and Heather. So they're at it again now. And now we see, you know, footage of Emily and Heather telling, you know, Gretchen, like, oh, we want to hear the song, which, by the way, I don't think is a terribly offensive thing. If someone says Tamara sang a song, I'd be like, I need to hear it. Let's hear what Tamara says so we can.
If
like,
someone came to me and said, I have a song of Ben singing and fucking, you know, Hanson, I'd be like, I want to hear it.
Listen, I would be upset if you didn't listen.
Yeah, I'd be like, I want to hear it right now. Okay, I'll pay you.
Yeah, please.
Of course, that's what friends do. It's called support.
Tamara's now just trying to act like, oh my God, this was such a flagrant example of disloyalty, whatever. It's like, no.
Yeah. She's trying it.
She wanted to hear
it. She's trying it. So she goes, she storms out, but of course is just like hanging out in the parking lot waiting for people to come kiss her ass. And so Heather comes out and Tamara's like, did you stick out for me, Heather? Did you stick out for me? She goes, listen to me. I said this is gross. I don't want to hear about this. I mean, I just said it blanket all night long because I was talking to Gretchen and Emily, which... we could have been talking about anything and my reaction would have been the same. But still, I stood up for you.
Well, I don't like what happened afterwards because Heather didn't even call me. And I'm sorry. Are you okay? Are you okay that you stormed out of the event because you heard that there was a rumor about me sleeping with a boy bander? Oh, she didn't even call me about that.
How many times did Tamara call Heather? There was a whole season. There was that season where... remember the stupid thing where Heather was actually the brunt of everything, where Tamara said that Heather said something at BravoCon, said that these, like, everyone was dumb or something like that. And then she's like, I can't believe you would say that. And Heather had to, like, Heather was like crying in Mexico and like was basically on the verge of like leaving. Did Tamara call Heather after that? I'd like to know.
Oh my gosh. You're really digging back today.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do. But you know, it's just like another brick in the Tamara's a hypocrite castle
wall.
She's like, yeah, I don't know what happened after because she didn't call me. Nobody called me. Nobody liked me.
So why is it her fault, Tamara?
Because Heather just, she doesn't take sides. And I get it. Like, she doesn't want to argue, but I've been a friend for 15 years. You were in my wedding. Just stick up for me just one time. Please just stick up for me just one time.
Literally, you have this entire cast saying, Heather, you are like, why do you keep defending Tamara? Are you scared of her? Like, that's the storyline for Heather this season. She's like,
why won't you stand up for me?
Everybody else is like stoning Heather because they're standing up. She's standing up for Tamara all the time.
So Tamara's now, like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know what I've learned? A friend to everybody is a friend to nobody.
Well, you are mistaken. Because I was never a friend to anybody on this cast. Okay, I'm just paying my dues before that Beverly Hills check comes on through. Come on, yeah. Bravo. How long does a bitch have to live in a high-rise in Century City before they graduate to another franchise?
So now we go to a place called Artemis Barrow. And Heather comes up and she's like, I am wearing jeans. Hello. Table 2 for relatability. Thank you.
You can't say relatable without table inside of it, right? I think if you think about it, relatable. Yes, it works. So
actually, my jeans say Miss Dior. Never mind. You can send us to the best table. Thank you.
My jeans say Miss Dior because I'm about to meet Miss Bidor, who had a Miss Demi Noor. Oh my God, I'm freestyling. All the Drake proximity is rubbing off.
It's like an improv game, if you will.
Yes, and you can walk away from me now. Thank you. Yes, and please leave.
So Shannon comes and she's like, oh, I was looking for my glasses, but they're broken. Look, half my glasses are hanging off my face.
She might as well just walk in with a slide whistle.
Look at me. I'm wacky. I'm going to win over America.
She's so missing a full-on arm on her glasses and still wearing them. And Heather's like, oh, poor Shannon, literally. She can just never show up somewhere looking ready.
I mean, where's her butler? I mean, come on now. So they are going to be doing...
She should have an Alfredo in front of her just describing what he sees.
We know that if you're truly wealthy, you never have to read anything. You just get an Alfredo reader. So Shannon, they're there to do a Japanese art form where they are going to be breaking pottery, then sort of epoxying it back together. And so what they're supposed to do is they're given like mugs, I think, and they
don't
have
they
a mallet.
Usually do this during their off season.
Isn't this called going to the plastic surgeon? So
like, isn't this called the Terry Dubrow special? Reunion, you're gonna look crazy.
This is like Vicky Gunvalson season 12 or whatever.
Yeah, like these people going to break things and put them back together, and not seeing the Humpty Dumpty irony is.
So they have to. Also, the irony is Heather Dubrow, who, as they showed again this episode, literally has had her, one of her somehow iconic moments is her complaining about a lady breaking a bow off of her cake, and now here she is breaking a mug. But what's funny is they're just supposed to like do one thwack just to like, you know, break something off the mug, and then you're glued back. Heather's like a boom, 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 boom. It's like, oh, I thought this is how we're. I thought you said treat the mug like Alfredo.
Speaking of, he just runs in and starts sweeping up. Like, Mom, no, ma'am, you're supposed to put that cup back together. Give me another one. Give me another one. I've got it this time. I've got it. Let's go from the top. Swipe the scene. Swipe the scene. Okay.
Yes.
I have a mug. I am supposed to. Ugh. He comes in to sweep it up. Ma'am.
Wait.
Ma'am.
Question. Before we break this mug, we need to set the scene. Where are we? I'm taking suggestions now. Anyone, where are we?
Birthday party. Thank you. Thank you. It has been a bad news day. The bad news was your employee just swept up another mug. My employee just swept up another mug. Thank you. Thank you, mug.
Yes, and okay, and freeze. Is this another improv game? No, I'm just sometimes I say that to my face. Okay.
I really like the symbolism of repairing something that's broken. So, sort of like repairing relationships with friends. Okay, I have a friend in town. This friend is from thank you, Alaska. Thank you. So now Dina goes to a store and she's returning something, which I think could be the opening of every Gina scene ever. Because you know this is like an everyday occurrence.
I already wore this. Like,
I'm sorry, it doesn't fit right.
Yeah. You know what? I thought this looked pretty, but I put it on and I felt bad.
I feel bad because I want to support your store, but it turns out I can't afford this. So I'm just going to say it's broken.
It's like a shirt is broken.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
So Emily is there.
Oh, I still haven't recovered from Heather's sleepover. Oh, God, so much wackiness. Oh.
Wait, can I tell you something? You know, like, how Gretchen and Tamara were, like, ripping each other's faces off? But, like, I was so excited that this was about, like, Hansen or what's the name?
Nielsen,
because this is your millennial girl's moment. Look, I got me at the Nielsen concert in 2021. Look, it's me.
Would you sleep with Gunnar Nielsen? Trying to return today?
Yeah.
Quiet, Emily. Shush.
Did you record a song with Gunnar Nielsen?
So then it goes back to the pottery and she's like, oh, by the way, did you happen to hear the song? Was it as good as anything that Bret Michaels ever sang with Poison? And Heather's like, I did not hear it. Mainly because I was tuning out everything those two idiots were saying because I was doing a contractually obligated scene with them. Like, oh, yeah, that's too bad. But mainly no one played the song. That's it.
Well, you were saying yesterday you could hear moaning in the background. Is that what you were saying?
Well, they said that they were recording the song and then it turned into sex, which I totally understand. Because the other day I was in my kitchen and Drake started singing a song and it turned into sexy time with me and Terry in our very special penthouse where we do sexy times like normal human beings.
Yes, we had sexual times to a song called Hotline Blung. So then,
I don't understand that.
So then she says, though, like, apparently they were recording a song and it turned into sex.
Well, I mean, how can you be singing and moaning at the same time?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it would just be like, Sorry, you know, I'm a comedian.
You're too generous, everybody. Sit down. Sit down. Maybe I'll just add singing and moaning to my IMDb. Thank you. Well, I have to say I'm grateful that I wasn't involved in any altercation. That is just insane to me. Insane that people would fight women, fighting women. It's just...
Well, you know, when I went outside with Tamara, I was like, when you behave that way, when you talk that way, when you're grabbing her wrists, you lose when you do that. Not now. Jeez.
Sorry, I meant to sweep up that mug.
Okay. Okay. It's okay, Alfredo. He's got a lot of props today.
By the way, I want to invite everyone. If you are trying to break your mug, feel free to shatter it on Alfredo's head. I'll go first. Okay. That was good.
Ma'am, another one of your employees came in and is now sweeping up the other employee.
Good. 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 You got to have some Alfredos on reserve.
Make sure they're bold. You wouldn't want to have a chicken Alfredo. Thank you. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. That one was good. Maybe she is funny.
I have to admit, I thought, hold on, let me, this is a good, that's a good reminder. Hello, this is Shannon Bedore calling again for the Mayo Clinic. Now, is there mayo in Alfredo sauce? No. Oh, that's a relief. That's a relief. Although so what should I do with the mayo I bought for the Alfredo sauce? Okay. The internet, you say? Okay. I'll look. Thank you.
So back to Gina and Emily.
The problem I had is how aggressive Tamara gets. That's what scared Heather. Like, she doesn't like when people get aggressive.
Yeah, she doesn't like conflict because it's a slumber party in LA. We did a conflict game and there were shady questions. And one of them was like, doodly doot, doodly doot, doodly doot.
Why are you doing
Heather,
that?
Who do you trust the least? That's the question, Heather Dubrow.
I mean, Tamara. I mean, would you give Tamara sensitive information?
No.
No. I'd give her aggressive information.
No, that's not what that means, you idiot.
Too bad, Ether. I'm going back to the future. So, I said, do I trust her with sensitive information? I said, fuck no, because I'm smart. I would never trust her with sensitive information. I will only back her up with everything she does and says and be her puppet. That's it.
So then back to Shannon. She's like,
well, Tamara told me in Temecula that I'm a grudge holder, and she's not a grudge holder. Can you believe she said that? I've thought about it every moment since.
Well, I think we all are to a certain extent. Wealthy, that is. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to my real group of friends. Oh, yes. Grudge holders. Probably not.
Well, traumatic things happen to you. You don't forget them, do you? Is it normal to just forget that? Why is this cup moving back and forth? I can't vote.
It's your glasses. Straighten your glasses, Shannon.
Oh, I got it.
Hey, I did have a trauma earlier today when I was reaching for my orange juice from a high shelf and the mayo fell on my glasses and broke them. So it all ties together. Looks like I'm the one who needs to go to a clinic. Anyway, Heather, I was just saying that, you know, when there is trauma, you know, you don't forget it.
It's like, yes, I know. It's funny because when I was younger, my dad used to get mad in restaurants and that was my trip.
Okay, well, anyway, I just felt like there was a lot of nitpicking on the trip and your name did come up.
But I was trying to advance my trauma storyline. I'm sorry. I can't see you, so I can't really hear you right now. I'm sorry, Heather.
So then we see the flashback to Shannon telling the girls,
so Heather is taking comedy classes. Oh, woo.
And Gina's like, I don't see Heather as a comedian.
Yeah, I don't see her doing improv.
Oh, yeah, I can see Tara doing it, though. That's a funny guy. That's a funny guy. sitcom on TV is botched. I love that show. You guys ever seen that lady with the breast implant coming out of her forehead? So good.
So, I said, Heather, that you were doing groundlings.
No, that's just what I call the gardeners. I'm doing UCB. Totally different.
So you're doing groundlings, and they said, why is Heather doing comedy? She's not a comedian. Only comedians can do comedy. And I said, well, she was just invited to Saudi Arabia. So,
Heather, as most comedians do, gives Shannon the angriest, most evil look. I mean, I love every time someone challenges Heather about being funny, she returns with like the Coraline mom's face. Like, yes, there's comedy.
She's out, Heather eyes DeBro. Dark, brows up.
Let me tell you something. I am a comedic actress. No, that was not a jerk. And Alfredo, don't you dare do that again. I am a comedian. Stop that. And I've done stand-up. Stop it. I will tell you when to do that.
I've also done stand-up. You know, it is extremely disappointing to me that I constantly have to defend anything I've done in my life or my career.
And then we flash back to Alexis Bellino in 2013 saying,
yeah, I've never seen one movie on Heather's that Heather's been in. Like, I mean, like Young and Hungry. What is that? A porno?
Do I have to read my IMDb all over again?
Well, where's they were the, just saying you're not really a comedian.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Okay. Alfredo. Oh,
Alfredo.
Sleeping.
Alfredo. Sleeping. Thank you.
Well, you know, they were just saying you're not really a comedian. And I said, if I look at Heather, I think of more like a serious actress, you know, like Meryl Streep. Well, like that lady who, you know, follows behind Meryl Streep and makes sure that her dress is stained. Oh.
A dresser?
Yes. Like a dresser, I suppose.
How dare you?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, it's very, very big sets. You would be on very big sets. Huge sets. Just not being funny I don't know. Am I offending you, Heather? There's smoke coming out of your ears.
Yes, you are. Let me tell you something, America. I could be the most humorless person in the world, which... Sometimes it's hard to imagine theoreticals, but if I want to take...
I mean, I consider this growth, honestly.
I could be the most humorless person in the world. And if I want to take stand-up comedy classes, then I will buy each and every audience member and make them laugh. Okay? You should be like, that's a great idea. Support me. That's what friends do. And it's really hurtful if you're not supporting me.
Not everybody thinks the same things are funny. For example, I hit Alfredo's retainer and then offered him popcorn. Terry and I got a good laugh of that. Alfredo didn't. He never found the retainer.
Have you ever noticed the differences between men Alfredos and women Alfredos? Men Alfredos are all like, hey, how do I enter the servant's entrance? And the women Alfredos are like, I want to just go shopping, but I can't because I have to do the dishes right now. Am I right, everyone? Oh, God.
So they're still trying to put these cups together, and it's hilarious. And Heather's is just covered in glue. And so Shannon's asking her, what are all the
holes for in the cup? I don't really understand this.
And she's like, this is so that you let the people that aren't right in your life leave. Alfredo, put this around your neck.
We make sure that all of our workers have many holes in their cups because it teaches them to do things fast. If you want to drink your water, drink it before it leaks out of your cup. That's how you do it.
Now we are going to show you what people who keep using the ta-ta-ta at the wrong times get. Hand me one of those cups. Okay, hand me some glue. Alfredo, why are you sweeping that up? Get back over here.
So now we go over to a gen scene and we're a Gold Rush tattoo because Dawson is going to get a tattoo. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So, bro.
I don't know why it's...
Yeah, why is it in the military? I'm getting a tattoo. That's what we do. That's how we do.
You should get your tattoo in the military, but that's okay. So he's going
to. I would just like get teardrops all over my face so that when I showed up, everybody scared of me.
I would just tattoo a big rainbow flag on my chest and be like, guess who's here, Army? So see how they deal.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So he is going to get 4 sevens across his chest, which I don't think anyone understands why he's doing that, including him, but he's decided he's going to do it. And he's been wanting to do this since forever. We even see like a video at one point of him, like as a little kid saying he wants to get sleeves. So Jen's saying, Dawson's going to get his tattoo regardless of how I feel about it. And I'm like, everyone's going to do anything they want regardless of how you feel about it, Jen. Unfortunately, that's just sort of your lot in life, by the way.
Yeah, she's like, but I'm here to watch him. And I'm just so thankful he's letting me be here. So why are you getting that, Dawson? 7777. He's like, I don't know. Is it because it's my birthday? Okay. Because that's my birthday. Okay. That's so sweet, Dawson. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for honoring my birthday. It's so wonderful. I'm just so proud to be Dawson's mom. But everyone says, you know, your son's going to come back different. And she tells, this is actually really sad because she talks about how like it's really scary and her son wants to go into recon and she's like, I don't want him to come back different because he's perfect the way he is. And, you know, my heart kind of broke for her with this because it must be absolutely nerve-wracking to send your child off to the military, you know. So then this is making him nervous, though, because he's really nervous about getting his tattoo. And so they decide to distract him with something that won't give him anxiety at all. His mother marrying a guy who's probably going to con her and leave her and cause more trauma for their family. So Ryan feels like a wedding ceremony is good for the kids, and I do too, but how do you feel, Dawson? How do you feel about or Harrison, you're here too. How do you feel about a beach wedding with your mom in a bikini?
They're like, he's great. We love him. Are you sure? You really like him? Yeah, we thought we'd hate him because Dad told us to hate him. But, you know, I like him. I like him. I mean, I love acid wash jeans, Mom. She's like, oh my God, you guys, we are so bonded right now. We are so bonded. Like, he treats you so well, right? Like, he treats us so well, Mom. Oh my God, we love him. So now he's going to get his tattoo. And we see like a flashback of him being a little kid. And he's sitting on a couch. He's like, I'm going to get a tattoo one day of my mama and a bus. I can't wait to get a tattoo. Like, he's been really fixating on getting tattoos like his whole life. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's not a huge dream. It's kind of a sad dream. Okay, it's a bowling alley dream. But it's nice to see somebody achieving it.
Yeah. TV. So, unfortunately for him, he hates needles, so he's super nervy, and he's sweating, and, like, they're calming him and everything, and they're doing the sevens, and everything's going well. Just like, look at this, you're almost done. You only have 3 more sevens and all the shading to do, and then another tattoo after that, and you're almost done. Don't you worry. And he starts to feel a little not well, and then all of a sudden, his legs start to shake. And then he starts to pass out and they show him and it's like, it's terrifying. He is like, his face is like he is fully like knocked out and pale. He's like green. But the people at the tattoo place are like, oh yeah, this happens all the time.
Oh no, yeah, no big deal. What is it, a little sepsis today, Deborah? What we got?
I was like, was this me watching new Roni? Wow. So they put some stuff under
here. That happens all the time. Don't worry about it. Hey, hand me the shocker. What do you mean the shocker? Just unplug the iron. Let's plug his finger into the socket. Just get it. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Oh, he's back. He's back. Yeah, he's fine. I told you he was fine.
It's a very utilitarian tattoo. There's no font. You know, there's no like flaming sevens, or like the lucky sevens in the,
like
in
a jackpot.
Right. It wasn't that. It was just like, it was like Helvetica sevens. Bold.
Yeah, it was. Bold. Yeah, it was a choice. And when he finally decides what the meaning is, I'm sure it will be very meaningful for him someday. So he survives. And as Jen says, good luck in the Marines. So then now we go to Emily. She's sweeping her floor, which is a very Emily thing. She's like, oh my God, I swear to God, that all the dog hair always accumulates right here.
Why don't I get you one of those little robot vacuum things?
Shane, okay, you can get me a Roomba, but it can't be for my birthday or Christmas, okay? It can't be a gift.
Can I put a turkey sandwich on the Roomba and have it bring it to me from the kitchen?
Don't forget when you proposed to me, you tried to put a Dyson on my finger. I won't forget.
So they get pizza, and there's no plain pizza for Luke, because I guess they're going to try to like encourage him to eat with that, like the pepperoni and stuff, but he just has rice. And Emily is saying basically he's on the up and up. The boys are seeing therapists, and essentially Luke is diagnosed with a learning disability as well as other things. And so, and Shane has been diagnosed with being an asshole. So he has, so they're basically like, Shane, be nicer to your child. Cause Shane, I think, was trying to do like a sink or swim sort of thing. He was trying to not coddle, but he overcompensated. So now he's being more supportive, and I guess they're seeing some improvement from Luke.
Yeah, so he had a learning disability and stuff. And she's saying, you know, she's questioning her own parenting because aren't these things she should have noticed? Like, where were the red flags? Did I bring him too late? He's highly intelligent in certain areas, but he's in the fourth grade and I didn't know he could read. That's crazy.
But she's very up on the podcasters that Katie's been talking to. So, it's, you know, yeah. Like, we just put our... Put our focus.
It's not
on
even mom
things.
Shaming. I'm just like, wow. I you know what? I think I'm read shaming. Like in general, like I don't know. I used to be forced to read. I would hate it, and I wasn't even forced to read the best things in the world because my mom liked reading, like Danielle Steele or Mary Higgins Clark. You know, either kind of romance thrillers or just thrillers, murder. So I've read like so many murder things. I read a lot of Dean Koontz. I was like in the third grade. I was like, wow, Carrie. Carrie's amazing. I think my first gay icon was Carrie because I was forced to read so young. So I guess that's where my shot comes in. I'm like, you get your kids off the Roblox and onto some book blocks. How about that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously like my old cooter kind of like instinct would be like, yeah, that, but I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I don't know what it's like to be a mom.
And when it comes to the parenting stuff, it's like, what the fuck do we know?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think it's probably
it doesn't mean.
Well, I wonder if she's overstating it or whatever. I think weird things like that can happen. I mean, Gina was just saying, I mean, I never get to go to Gina, but like she was saying she wasn't aware that one of her kids was having an issue. Like, I think it's hard. And, you know, I don't know. My tank
say,
for weighing in on Emily's parenting is like running dry at this
well,
point.
Well, I'm really not even criticizing her parenting. I guess I'm questioning how you could get to the point where you don't know your kid doesn't, or like, doesn't the school tell you, like, isn't there someone who's like,
that's
the
what
kid
surprises
doesn't know how to read, you know?
I'm not surprised with Emily. I'm more surprised that the school did not flag it personally. The school did not flag that there was.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying, like, how does that happen? Because it takes a village to teach a child not to read.
That's what I'm saying. Kids fall through the cracks all the time. It's really scary. It's really, really scary. Kids fall through the cracks. I mean, you know, that's how we wound up with. That's how we wound up with Ryan.
Ryan fell into the crack.
But he found Shane's, a cowboy hat.
So he dove into the crack. They're talking about, you know, dealing with the kid and stuff. And he said that the kid told him a couple weeks ago, hey, daddy, do you know what ADHD stands for? Attention deficit. Hey, a dog.
That gets a bigger laugh than anything I do. Come on.
Now that's a comedian. Heather's just out there in the bushes, like crushing cups.
She's taking notes. Okay, wait, let me look at the structure of that. ADHD, attention deficits. Hey, there's a dog. Here's the thing, though. There's no T in the ADHD, so this joke shouldn't even work.
So now Tamara's setting up a party, bitches. She's wearing a flowery dress, and she looks kind of crazy. Dress like that. Because it's Tamara, you know? I feel like Tamara should always be dressed in like a skin tight red leather thing with like devil horns.
Yeah. I just feel like florals, this is just not the cast for florals. This is the cast for like cutouts and leopard print, you know, but not florals. So yeah.
There's big plastic rings holding the fabric together around the breastplate.
You know what? In the spirit of spring, let's just spring forward in a new beginning for everyone except for Gretchen and Katie. So I thought it'd be fun to have a spring fling. So fling some mud at each other.
So we see Lisa, the gluten-free cake artist, show up at the door.
Oh, hey, maybe it's the therapy in me, but I'm getting so soft. Look at me, just making cakes. Don't worry, I'm not going to be posed this time.
And then we see a flashback of Heather being like, that woman came into my home, took the bow off of my cake, and ate it. You have defiled my cake. Remember that girl? She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. I didn't do nothing. It was a cake, so I ate some of it. What I do?
They built like a whole season off of that. So
that was one of the funniest seasons of all time. That was a classic.
Yeah. So then there's Gretchen. There is a cake for Gretchen, but Gretchen will not be attending. Instead, Gretchen is doing some crazy photo shoot in like a park somewhere with Slade and her daughter. And they're all dressed up. It's like an Easter photo shoot. But what I kind of get the feeling with Gretchen and Slade is that they do Easter photo shoots every month of the year. It's like, well, it's August 13th.
Time for our Easter photo shoot.
So she's even holding a bunny, you know, and this poor bunny is just looking like, God, just fucking kill me already. Like, geez, turn me into mittens already. Get me out of here. So Shannon calls and she's like,
well, I just wanted to check and see if you're okay because, what happened was just, or is this another Easter shoot? Is it even Easter? Do you remember when you did an Easter shoot for Christmas? You made that Santa Claus cry. Remember when you told Santa Claus he would never replace Jesus? What? So, wow.
So I just want you to know, Gretchen, that if you're wondering, what I recently did find out is that mayo is shelf stable, but once you open it, you really should refrigerate it. Learned that the hard way, but thank God there's a hotline for that. So, just calling to pass on the news, pay it forward. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet of you to call me. Thank you for that. What are you doing? Oh, you're on your way to Tamara's, aren't you? Let's be honest. I'd rather poke my eyes out with forks and go to Tamara's spring fling party. I mean, there's so many things I'd rather be doing. Like, like washing my feet. I don't know.
Oh, well, Gretchen Rossi, who I have no relationship with, but I'm calling because you hate Tamara. You know, she and I are good now, but you know, if I were you, I would have a conversation with her about that. Cause it's not okay what she did. It is not okay. Okay. Are you mad yet? Do you want to get mad at Tamara again?
I heard Gretchen apologize. I heard it. But that's the difference because Tamara gets any little bit of information and she just runs off and tries to hurt someone. Oh, she can't take it. She can't take it.
I love that Shanna's even getting herself so worked up in her diary room. She's like, hey,
Tamara. Well, let me tell you, I'm enjoying this much, much more than where you're headed. Sorry.
Slade just told the money rabbit that he invented Real Housewives.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says, part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talif Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.